we've tried to find people that like want to do life with us a little bit. So Montana will help April once a week with homeschooling the kids, and like we try to find like, hey, we're gonna be really cheap rent, but we need you to kind of help out the family a little bit, and then
and discipleship.
Yeah, exactly.
Run your home and your dough like a biblical boss. We got kind of a special treat for you this week, everybody. And the reason that I have this special treat for you is because Mark and I just got back from a trip. So you might know that Mark and I went out to Southern California and did a family conference. It was just us doing the conference. It was Abraham's Wallet content. And the name of the weekend was Returning Home. The idea being that when God started with humans, he started with a guy named Abram. You might have heard of him. We decided to name a podcast after him because Abram was the leader of a family. And then thousands of years later, we now have people who think that the center point, the headquarters of their spiritual life is a church house. And they think that the person who is in charge of their spiritual development is a pastor or somebody whose name is like on a marquee somewhere. And that is not true. If we go way, way back to God's original design, we'll find that family is the headquarters. It's the main structure of the kingdom of God that God designed. We were in California doing this conference. It went great. Mark and I will probably talk about that at length more in the future. And by the way, if you think your church home would be a great place for us to descend, land the ships there, and have an Abe's Wallet weekend where we inspire and equip families so that they can run their homes and perhaps their dough like biblical bosses, hey, we'd be very up for that. We had a killer time in Southern California and got great engagement from people and got good responses from them. So I'll leave that for now. Anyhow, when we were out there, guess who hosted us? And it was none other than the Siervos, Jordan, who you know from our interviewing him about his life at Chick-fil-A, and his wonderful wife, April, and all of their wonderful children. We have had a series on Abe's Wallet called Abrahamic Tent Tours. And the idea being, if you could snap your fingers, go back in time and spend a couple of days with Abraham around his tents and his flocks and see how his whole operation worked, wouldn't you want to do that? Of course you would. So we have always thought, and people continually ask us about how other families do biblical family leadership. I just wonder how does this family celebrate the Sabbath day? I wonder how does this family deal with child training? So we have thought it very helpful to talk to people over the years and even take a video camera with us and just walk around someone's home and ask the question, why have you made these choices? Why did you do this? Why did you put this here? This cost a lot of money. Why did you do this instead of buying some new SUV or something? So we got to do that with the Siervos. So you're about to see a walking interview of us talking through that. Now, we've done this before with Jeremy Pryor, who lives here in the Cincinnati area. And I think we did a much better job when we were walking around the Pryor home where I was narrating. We're now looking at a stepped front yard that has gardens built into it, et cetera. And I have been told by our producer, I did not do a great job of that at the Siervos home because I don't know. I wasn't thinking responsibly. I was having a good time. I think we had just played pickleball on his pickleball court, which he has on his property, by the way. That's big reveal coming up. I'm giving away the ending. And so we were having good times. You know, one thing we didn't put on camera, which is I'll just tell you about it right now. Would you like to know a tip from the Siervo's home? Okay. In my home, to give you a comparison, in our main big living area where we can host big meetings, we have this cart that we just put snacks on. We call it the snack bar, pretty original. And on this cart where there's all these snacks, we constantly load that up with, I don't know, those little pretzel nuggets that have peanut butter in them, and Sour Patch Kids, and nuts and whatever. The idea being, if you're in our house, we don't want your tummy rumbling. We want you happy and cared for. The Siervos have something in their home, which we failed to put on camera, but listen to this. In their little, it's kind of like a side kitchen. It would probably be considered a butler's kitchen. It's not the main kitchen area, but there's a little side room where there's an extra small fridge and a sink area. In that room, folks, they have on tap two things. On tap. So you might be thinking, boy, if I could have some beer on tap all the time, that'd be incredible. I don't actually know if they drink alcohol as a habit. I don't. But what they have on tap in their home, the Siervos have, first of all, kombucha on tap. I didn't know you could buy kegs of kombucha, but they have kombucha on tap, cold all the time. It's great. And right beside it, cold brew. All the time, cold brew. It's they've got something figured out over there. And by the way, if you're ever at the Siervo house, you can nearly snap your fingers and say, I'd like some Chick-fil-A nuggets. And like magic, they will appear before you. Anyhow, we had a wonderful weekend with our wonderful hosts, the Siervos. And before we actually left that weekend, we had such a good time. Maybe we'll do a whole episode where we just talk about that trip. But before we left, in their pool, because they're just such gracious hosts, they're just happy for anybody to come in their home and use it for kingdom purposes. We actually did a baptism in their pool before the weekend was over. It was a great time. Anyways, I've talked enough. So I'm going to throw it over to our Abrahamic tent tour of Jordan and April Siervo. Here it comes.
Well, if you look around, we are in Southern California, where it's never an uncomfortable temperature. And when Jordan, you might have seen Jordan recently, we did an episode about his Chick-fil-A exploits. What I really want is for Jordan to just tell us the same stories that he's told me about this place. Now, when you rolled up on this property, it looked like this.
It's a little different.
Okay,
how different?
Yeah, so there was a hoarder that lived here.
Okay.
Very nice lady. The vision was not there. And honestly, I didn't quite have the vision like my wife did when we first walked in. But every door was painted a different color. You know, the carpeted bathroom that was bright blue carpet. You know, it just was a very different feel.
Hodgepodge.
Much more chopped up and
eclectic. Hodgepodge.
Yeah. So we took down every wall and kind of started from scratch. But we loved the property, we loved the location, and we kind of, eventually my wife was help me kind of see that this could be, you know, a great thing for our family and what we as a family like to do as far as like hosting and entertaining and like, you know, kind of playground for the kids, and just really wanted to make sure it was a place that we enjoyed coming to and then were, you know, felt comfortable with playing.
Yeah, that's why I think it's really interesting, is because you guys started with a raw / problematic property, and we're going to see all the choices that they've made to make it just so inclusive. And Mark and I are staying here right now, and we're very comfortable here.
I'm glad you are.
Because these guys, they're just hosting all the time. Before we go inside, why is there a slide on the front fence here?
Well, you can see the Amazon package at the bottom of the slide. Yes. So we were this is what happens when you start to leave your kids home alone.
Uh-huh.
We were having an issue where the Amazon drivers would drop it at the gate
and the gate would hit it and start knocking the gate off the track. So my kids, while we were gone just for like an hour doing my wife and I doing a little workout, they took the slide off of the playground in the back. They moved it to the front here and put a little sign on for our Amazon drivers, like, hey, put the package down the slide. And
it's worked.
We left it, even though it's a bright yellow slide in our front yard. You know, we thought it's functional. And
we're right. Yeah. Let's go, and we're gonna start with family values, and then we'll kind of work around and look at some of the choices they've made. But you can just see here in the front, there's just a comfortable hangout talking spot.
This is kind of it harkens, Jordan, to your personal heritage, because this reminds me of a southern porch.
It's got a little southern porch. I had to make sure.
And
no
you're
rocking chairs, but we'll get to that eventually.
Okay.
But it's got the swing, you know.
And now the room I'm staying in is just on the other side of that swing, and the window's open. So I got to hear really warm, encouraging conversations that happened out here just this morning through that window. So this is used for
what you hear. Any coyotes last night? Because that's also.
I did not hear coyotes. I heard the bringing in of a new puppy.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we'll look around at the property in just a second. But let's start here. We can look at these people.
Yeah, my wife's gonna love that. We cleaned out before we started the video.
So talk us through these, Jordan.
So this was a project, but I still feel like it's probably somewhat ongoing. We're still kind of modifying, but we wanted to have some family values. We've had a list up here for a while, but it was like 10 deep, and I think it was a little bit hard to kind of get our hands around. So
short and sticky.
Yeah, we wanted something that was a little easier to remember and kind of encompass a little bit about what our family's about. Okay. So the goal would be, which we haven't done yet, and my kids here can hold me honest, we want to use these more on during our family meetings. We've done that some, but not as much as we'd like. But for us, like, this is what the Ciervo family is about: grow, guard, give, and glorify. And we're trying to encompass a lot of even the hospitality piece and the generosity and the give, you know. So we try to kind of condense some of them, but we want to be able to like tie it back as we're disciplining our kids or as we're going through stuff or planning out our week. Like, hey, what are some ways that we can grow together as a family, you know? And
like, you could spank a kid and say, you're not glorifying the Lord.
Absolutely. Okay. Sure.
Good.
Potentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't done that, but yeah, we could do that.
But you know, this is essentially kind of what shapes roughly, you know, the things that are important to our family. And so we wanted to kind of.
All right. Tell us about each one.
Okay. So grow, I mean, we talk to our kids about, fixed and growth mindset and making sure that we are growing in our faith, that we're growing in, you know, maturity. Obviously we homeschool our kids. And so there's a lot of growth that happens right here at this table. And we want to make sure that it's not, that we never get to a point where like, we feel like we've got it all figured out in any area of life. And so, we try to model that as parents and want to make sure that like, even though we're teaching you a lot of things, we're learning regularly. And that's also why, you know, you guys come into our house and teach us, and we're trying to make sure that they see that kind of attitude from us, yes, before we tell them, you know.
Excellent.
So, guard. So for us, it's a little bit more about protecting each other, protecting our values, guarding our hearts and minds. A little bit about kind of purity as we're like, what are we allowing into our home? And so it's sort of that idea of shaping, you know, what comes in that filter.
Excellent.
So give, this is around the idea of generosity and hospitality. So, we feel like we've been blessed, and it's a lot of that kind of Abrahamic blessing of like to be a blessing to others. And, we want to make sure that is always flowing from our family, that we never get this, look at all that I have or what, you know, like for me, because
right,
we don't believe that it is just for me. If we've been blessed, it's to be a blessing. We want to make sure we have that mindset.
I'll give you good grades on that one.
And then glorify. We want to make sure that God is still the center of all that we do, and that we're, you know, making sure that when we're making decisions, it's ultimately to glorify God and not ourselves.
Right. So you could be growing individually, and you could be a very generous person, and if you don't name the Lord as like, this is for him, sure.
Yeah, you can get off track if you keep that bottom one out of there and think like, oh, we're doing really good. Our business is growing, and you know, our, you know, house is, you know, whatever. And we can kind of get a little bit more, you know, about ourselves as opposed to outreach.
Okay, so. Well, let's, I want you to tell us about this main space, this huge open space. Is this surface new?
We bought that from our friends, actually, okay. At the table. But this is kind of a lot of the homeschool actually happens here. But this is our kitchen table. I mean, for us, it was, there were walls
here that were a wall, but we wanted to open it up and try to have like entertaining space. So yeah. It's a rather large island, but it was intended to be, you know, set up for an entertainment kind of space. And so whenever we host a lot of small groups or big events, it's set all the food up here. Everybody kind of talks around the table, you know. Yeah. We actually were able to build underneath this island because it's so big that the cabinets don't connect. There's a little secret hiding spot under there that the kids play
and
stuff. So it's kind of fun. But.
And this, I mean, I've been to your house twice, and I think I've been a part of three gatherings at this place when the numbers have been 30 to 50 people. Yeah, let's see that. Oh, that is great.
That's fun. Oh, that's great. So they hang out in there sometimes. A
little safer. You're
you never know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we try to say yes to most, you know, we'd rather our kids see. So, like, even for adult-only kind of thing, we want our kids to be able to see what's going on, what we do.
Yeah.
And rather than do everything off-site where our kids don't get to experience it. So we try to have a space where we feel.
And it seems like your community kind of sees your home as a community meeting place.
Yeah.
So other people initiate meetings at your house.
True, yeah.
I think that's so commendable, and I've said this before, but in our city, especially Jeremy Pryor's house, they've also built it to be this kind of community center. And I just found out, I had a little meeting with Jeremy last week, and he told me, oh, we've been out in Asia for like 6 weeks. And I was like, you have? Because we've had like three meetings at your house.
Which we have.
Yeah, I think he definitely does that better. So we do like... Yeah, I thought a couple of our friends will come over, whether I'm here or not, to play pickleball every Friday.
That's a great example.
Yeah, you know, we definitely, like, hey, if they need space, like, we want them to use it for
that's
sure.
That's great. So. Did you make any choices? I know you've got two rooms as guest rooms.
Yeah.
Did you make any specific choices with bedrooms?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we wanted all the bedrooms down together on one side, and then the guest room a little bit. Like, when we first started, it was a lot of little kids. A lot of crying at night. We're trying to not, you know, keep our guests up if we could. So the guest room that Mark's in was a baby room that we've kind of converted with a pull-down bed and stuff.
Why don't we start around the front and we'll go around the side. You can show us that too.
But okay.
Perfect. So tell us about, you might want to get this beautiful,
this is sort of Shabbat table, I mean, dining room area. We usually just use that when we're hosting big groups or for Shabbat every night, every Shabbat. So.
Do you guys do Passover?
We haven't done it here. No, okay. We have a friend that hosts it often, but Passover. Yeah, we could definitely, we need to do that.
Okay, so tell us about making a two-bedroom apartment.
Well, so that was actually here when we bought the house. It was already built out. This used to be a garage. They built it into a two-bedroom apartment. And then, so when we moved in, we renovated that first. Our family of five at the time with one on the way moved into the two-bedroom apartment while we renovated the rest of the house.
Okay.
So it worked out well, but yeah, they for whatever reason made a detached garage and then built this into a little apartment.
So here it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the apartment. Are those solar panels?
Those are solar panels.
Are those solar panels?
That's solar for the pool solar.
Sure.
There's a lot of sun in California. We take advantage.
And
of
I'm seeing a lot of toys, a lot of toy action.
We have a few toys. Yeah, we actually have had people. So that's our fifth wheel that we do. We've done a few long road, 5 week road trips.
You put the fifth wheel on the Super Duty?
We do. Yeah.
Power and, stroke.
But we've also used it. It's set up where we've actually can use it for people. So we've had some people that have needed a place to stay short term, and
yeah.
I've lived in there as well.
Mark could stay in there tonight. Two-bedroom house, are these people renting from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they're basically like paying utilities, essentially.
Okay.
They're young, Faye's actually pregnant now, having their first, so we try to find people that, like, want to do life with us a little bit, so Montana will help April once a week with homeschooling the kids, and, like, we try to find, like, hey, we're going to give you a really cheap rent. But we need you to kind of help out the family a little bit and then
and discipleship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. Okay. So, what? What is this thing? What is this outdoor space? What are you doing here?
We are, again, entertaining a lot. So, yeah, I mean, the kind of vision here was, how do we, well, A, as you've seen, the weather's pretty good in Southern California. So how do we create a space that is, it sometimes makes it easier to entertain because it's not all indoors and you can kind of let the kids roam, and we usually have, I mean, our growth group, I think, has 25 kids or something, you know, at one time, so it's hard to get all inside. No basements in California, so this is kind of our space where we host a lot of stuff.
It's amazing.
Honestly, this was our first, also when we first got into Sukkote, it was like, we had just built this, and we're like, well, we have a Sukkah. Like, it was a little bit of a cheating, like,
world's most really amazing soup.
Well, it was easy because it was already done, you know. So that was like, hey, all right, we can do this and we can build one next year, kind of deal. So it was a
smoker.
This is a Komodo. Whoa. So this is where all the briskets get
thank
smoked.
You, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And then
pizza.
That's actually a flat top, like a what do you call it? A hibachi style. So we do a lot of like. Like a lot of smash burgers.
Wow.
Just like a flat top grill.
Is this a soapstone or something?
It's called an Evo, but it's like a cast iron. Oh, okay. You know.
Isn't that the brand of your pizza thing?
No.
What's your pizza?
Uni.
Oh, yeah. I knew
Evo, the
vowel.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's always bubble water in the fridge and, you know, just place for the kids and I mean, adults, we all just kind of hang out up here, so, yeah.
Just to ask, you mentioned your growth group or house group, whatever you called it.
Yeah.
What's the basis of that thing? Where do you go to a church?
We do go to a church.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is like a small group from the church?
Yeah, this is like a small group from the church. A lot of families, similar age kids as ours. And we meet twice a month. And sometimes we'll meet here, sometimes we have another friend that will host.
I just want to point out, I think it's important to just to underline again, you see this and go like, well, I could never find a place like this. Okay, they built all this. They bought a little house that was all goofed up, spent a lot of time and money when your resources were not what they are today.
It was a stretch at the time, yeah, for sure.
And you got into this house, this piece of land, and you've completely revamped this land. That's what I think is so cool.
And we didn't do it all once. I mean, it was like,
that's right.
We literally just did the two-bedroom apartment so we could live somewhere. And then I did a lot of it myself and a lot of it unpermitted and whatever it took to get it done to live. And then that backyard was a disaster. And then slowly, you know, we built the pool and we did the gazebo. And then just recently added the pickleball court.
Because I was like, what makes sense for our family? What do we need?
Right. And it just started to kind of evolve.
Can you tell us, do you remember what you bought the house for originally?
Yeah, it was $900.
And that was, and you were just pushing it to get
that was
the door.
It was a stretch. We got we were blessed because our first house was $400. We bought during that, you know, economic downturn in 08. And ended up selling it and almost doubled our, you know.
That's the Mark Parrott plan.
Yeah, it is. And that, thanks to our financial advisor. It was a blessing. It wasn't like we timed it. It just kind of worked out that way. And because of that, I mean, I would have loved to still have that house today and, you know.
Of course.
So it's like worth 1.5 now, but sure. But we're able to make enough to, you know, get into this house that's a little bit outside our budget. Yeah. But we're able to kind of, I mean, this thing is done, you know, if we sold it today.
Of course.
You know, so yeah, it's worked out. Great.
So I think this was pretty new the last time that I was here. Let's walk over to the newest edition.
Probably the most, probably getting the most use.
That's right.
Hmm.
And then pickle basketball court.
Wow. Again, I just want to say, people will think, no way, how could you possibly ever do this? I just want to say the last time I was here, this is just like old concrete with a basketball goal. And you had a vision.
It was tight. It was tight. So we pushed the fence out into the front yard. I tried to convince my wife to let me just put a basketball or kickball court in the front yard. She was not feeling that. So we added a little bit of space into our backyard by pushing out the front of the fence.
Uh-huh.
And we can't go any further any direction. We just sort of squeeze it in and it worked. You know?
Oh man, it's tremendous.
And it's been a lot of fun. Neighbors coming over last night to play. Like
that's
it's
right.
been a good kind of fellowship activity. The kids love it. It's great to get out here with the family. I mean, we use it often. So it's
been a this morning, you said that every Friday morning, a couple of guys just show up with their kids and just play.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's a friend of mine that is kind of like, you know, you have friends that are like, hey, can I do this? Do you mind if I, can I look in your fridge? This friend is a open the fridge without asking friend. I like those friends. Like that's Ryan Smith.
Right.
You know, and he's like, hey, do you want to play pickleball on Friday? He's like, oh, I can't. He's like, oh, well, we're coming anyway. I'm like, all right, great. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it's wonderful.
Well, as I was saying this morning while we were playing pickleball, if only it was a nicer setting, if only the weather was nice or there was a beautiful hillside behind you or palm trees everywhere, it would really be a nice spot. But you take what you can get, I suppose. Thanks for the tour anyway.
My pleasure, anytime.